T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're delighted to speak to State Senator Martin Looney, President pro tempore of the Senate. Senator, good morning. Joe and Ray, how are you?
Well, good morning, Joe and Ray. Good to be with you.
Thanks for being with us. We were just saying before Matt got you on, because of the nature of your jobs, you and your colleague on the other side of the aisle, Senator Fasano, aren't always in agreement, but it appears when it comes to the expansion of the runways at Tweed New Haven Airport, you're like Judge and Stanton for the Yankees, your teammates.
Well, as a Red Sox fan, I wouldn't use that particular analogy.
You're Mookie and Bogarts.
All right, that's good. But yeah, certainly on that issue, we do agree. At least I'm certainly not opposed to economic development at Tweed New Haven Airport, but it has to be done in the context of making sure that the residential neighborhoods around the airport, both on the New Haven side that I represent and the East Haven side that Senator Fasano represents, are not victimized and sacrificed in the process of economic development. So we would both like to see a robust community benefits plan to protect the neighborhoods and minimize any damaging effect that enhanced use of the airport might have.
Senator, how many flights a day come out of Tweed? I mean, I know there's some corporate jets there and some other stuff, but, you know, as far as commercial flights, what, you got Philly, and I'm trying to think where else
they go.
Well,
that's it. Well, then there's some weekend flights in Nantucket that are basically once a day each way. So currently the commercial flights are quite limited. There are, of course, there's Robinson Aviation, which is privately owned smaller planes, also flying out of the same space, which is one that does cause the neighborhoods some concerns because they come in at different angles than the commercial planes do. So obviously the airport does have a role in commerce and improving economic development in the greater New Haven area, but it has to be done in a way that does not victimize the surrounding areas. There has to be a plan for noise mitigation that has to be carried through, traffic reconfiguration, a whole host of things that can be done to mitigate any potential harm.
When you talk, Senator, to people who are in favor of this project, do they understand your concerns, or are you talking to a tone-deaf crowd?
Well, it's a mixture. I think that what we try to do sometimes is analogize this situation to things that might have been proposed by government that might affect their own neighborhoods. And when they were anxious for consideration to be paid, like a number of years ago when Yale New Haven Hospital was expanding, creating the Children's Hospital at Yale, there was a very extensive community development plan, community benefits plan to benefit the Hill neighborhood of New Haven. So those of us who represent that eastern part of New Haven and then East Haven are saying, well, the same consideration needs to be paid to those neighborhoods in this case.
When people from New Haven fly then, do they go to Bradley? Do they go to New York? Where do they go?
Well, it's a variety. I go to Bradley except when it's convenient to use Tweed, which we have done. And once you get to Philadelphia, you can go virtually anywhere from there. And so there are a variety of options that people in this area use.
State Senate President pro tempore Martin Looney, representing the Fighting 11th, New Haven, Hamden, and North Haven, with us on the morning show. Senator, the other thing we wanted to talk to you about, obviously, was tolls and the special session. And are the reports we're reading correct that you don't feel you have the votes yet and that there's no reason to call a special session at this time?
Well, I think there has to be some more discussion and dialogue. The governor will be the one convening the special session on transportation. Many of us believe that there is a compromise path that would involve some tolling, but also some additional bonding. We think that the governor's original proposal of tolls on trucks is one that should be considered, and also looking at tolls on bridges, especially those that do need reconstruction and and renovation, as well as some additional capital spending. I think that there is a way to get a consensus plan on transportation, because we do have a significant need. Our infrastructure does need a new revenue stream. The gas tax alone is not adequate and won't be in the future, so we do have to find another path to do this.
Talking to Senator Martin Looney. You know, Rhode Island, as you know, that's originally, I think, where the governor got the idea for just trucks. And it is bringing in revenue, but not a huge amount of revenue. I mean, it is, but it isn't. In our situation with our budget, okay, it'd make a difference, but not enough. So I think you really have to go full boat, don't you?
Well, it's a combination. I think that if we can do partial tolling through trucks and bridges plus additional bonding, I think we can achieve what we need. For instance, the governor has already, by implementing what he calls his debt diet, he has had only two bond commission meetings since he has been in office. So less bonding is going forward. The plan that one of the plans is to the Republicans had talked about pretty much canceling bonding for a variety of other purposes that we normally do bonding for, and shift all that money to transportation instead. I think that would be a bit too extreme, because it would leave out the capacity to bond for school construction and higher ed and other things. But some element of that, since the governor has already limited the amount of bonding that's going through the bond commission anyway, to substitute additional bonding for transportation for that debt diet program, could get us to a solution along with partial tolling.
Senator, can you see a scenario where a special session isn't called and tolls aren't brought up?
Well, I think there is an interest in trying to find a way to do something on this issue. The first special session that we'll have, however, will be on passing our bonding bills and our school construction bill.
Okay.
I think we're likely to come in on July 22nd to do that, which would be the day we'd have to come in for a veto session were the governor to veto any bills. And there'll also be another special session at some point in the late summer or fall to ratify the agreement the governor has been negotiating with the Connecticut hospitals over the lawsuits that they filed against the state a couple of years ago. And in fact, over $160 million in our surplus has been set aside for the purposes of that settlement.
Senator, we thank you for your time. Red Sox need a pitcher going forward?
They really do, absolutely. And,
help the bullpen for one.
At this point, I think their best scenario is to hang on and win that second wild card spot.
Right, because then anything's possible.
A realist.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
Dan.
727.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.